6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. Neitzel joining us now.
What's up, boys? How are we doing on Friday?
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this. I don't know. We just hadn't heard from him in a while.
Okay.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. He wants
basket. Will you get all you?
Okay. Is that him?
Yeah.
This was his availability speaking Greek, right? Then through a translator, revealed that he obviously wants to make the Olympic team for Greece. It's been his dream. He's never played for the Greek. He's played for the Greek national team, but never in the Olympics.
Correct.
And also revealed, yeah, I actually really haven't been on a basketball court since I walked off there at Fiserv Forum at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the injury was pretty serious, you know, that he was dealing with the soleus strain. And I understand a lot of fans are understandably nervous about him being on the floor because you want him available this time next year for
right.
the Bucks. But at the same time, I don't think, I personally, if somebody asked me to represent my country in a sports radio talk-off, right? Like, I don't know what it would be for me.
I got to save my voice for Chewy. Yeah,
right? Exactly.
I don't want to let Chewy down.
If he's obviously very proud of his country.
Yeah.
Like, he's made that known in the past. And playing in the Olympics, man, like, that's something that's really cool. Getting to represent your country is a really cool moment. And I can't be like, no, Giannis, you shouldn't do that. You have to focus on the Bucks, when obviously there are a lot of things that are important to this guy, his family from Greece, being able to represent them and where they came from. It's an important thing to him. And I am not going to say that this is a bad idea for him. He understands his body. He knows what he's going through. I think that representing your country is something that doesn't come along for a lot of people, and good on you if that's what you want to do.
I saw General Manager John Horst out at Summerfest yesterday. We talked a little bit, and I said, hey, you know, can I get some sound with you? Can I talk to you about a couple of things? He goes, all right, I'll talk about the draft. He goes, I'm not talking about trades, and I'm not talking about Giannis. Now, what are you... I mean,
right.
why didn't he want to talk about Giannis?
My guess is that, I mean,
he doesn't want to say the wrong thing.
Probably.
He probably doesn't want to play him for Greece either.
Oh, 100%.
But he doesn't want to say that out loud.
Yes.
Right?
I don't think the Bucks would be comfortable because, again, they're paying this guy a lot of money. But at the same time, I think they have that delicate balance. Look, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, the last time the Olympics were around and Drew was a member of the Bucks, they both represented the United States on the Olympic team. Both ended up winning a gold medal. And I'm guessing that is one of the highlights of their career, is being winning a gold medal, having that drape over you. Look, I don't think Greece is going to be competing for a medal, but if they did, like if Giannis got them to a bronze, I'm sure that is something that he would cherish.
That forever. Would be super, super cool. I, as Bucks fans, though, you realize just how normal the team looks when he's not there. So there's that
100%.
Fear factor, just because they're just not the same team without the best player in the world.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think, you know, you have to look back and, yeah, you want him to be available. He's had the injuries, but, you know, the best players in the history of this game since they allowed professionals back in 1992 have competed. Like, LeBron's going to be on the Olympic team for the United States. MJ was on the Olympic team, obviously, back in 1992.
Original dream team.
This is something that is important to a lot of these guys. It's one of those things that you can build a legacy
on. All right, can you name the original dream team squad? What would it be, 12 people?
Yeah, so you got 12 on there.
All right,
so you got MJ, Stockton, Malone, Scotty, Magic, Larry. Christian Laettner was the weird one.
That was the Caitlin Clark of the group right there.
I believe so. You had
Mullins.
Oh, Charles.
Yeah, Mullins, Charles.
Charles Barkley.
I'm trying to think who the centers were. David Robinson was on that team.
Good. That's 10.
Was Ewing on that team?
Had to have been, right?
Ewing, and who am I missing? You know, we're missing two right now.
Isaiah Thomas. Oh, wait, no.
Nope. I was qualified. For whatever reason, I was not selected.
Clyde.
You said Clyde
the Glide.
Yeah, Clyde Drexler.
Thanks,
yeah.
My friend.
Oh, yeah, anytime, boys.
News is sponsored by Coal Investment Group, the retirement specialist. Retire well with Coal.